This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
You've talked about in the past where you had to go on tour to pay alimony to your ex-husband. I don't know if the number's correct. I Googled. I saw it was like $30,000 a month or something like that.
correct us if we're wrong.
So looking back on it in hindsight, what would you have done differently when you first got married in terms of shielding your assets?
I would have never let a person have that much power over my money, my life, over anything ever again. So I'm in control of my business, I'm in control of my life, and it's mandatory that I learn more about the finance business, you know, so I don't ever have to be robbed again by, you know, maybe somebody you think you can trust, you know what I mean?
So do you think that it was more so just a lack of education, somebody playing on you not knowing things and then purposely?
Yes. It was a lack of education, and it also was just trusting people to help you when you don't know, and you hope that they're gonna help you and not steal from you and lie to you and just try to take control over your life. So yeah, exactly. You hope that people would help you when you don't know. And a lot of times what happened to me, they rob you, you know? So it's best to get education so you don't have to depend on anybody to control your money or to help you, to help you keep your money in a safe place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we spoke about this a little bit earlier before you came on. It's important to make money, but it's more important to keep the money.
Yeah.
And so we've had plenty of conversations with people in entertainment, and the one thing that they always talk about, and Fat Joe spoke about it, Steve Harvey spoke candidly about it, is paying taxes.
Yeah.
So
check it out. Speaking of taxes, I owe so much money. I never thought I was ever going to get out of debt. I'm out of debt now. But I owe millions, like hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. And I think, right, you know, I lost my train of thought. Go back to this.
So we were going to get to that. So the lack of education around that, right? Mm-hmm. As you're getting this large sum of money, you're accumulating it.
Right.
How are we even getting educated? Who are we surrounding ourselves to protect ourselves to make sure that we are paying taxes? Is it a financial advisor, somebody in our team?
A great business management team. And you have to have, now I have the wisdom. Now I look at my payroll, that's not my money. My taxes are not my money. My tithes are not my money. So I'm like, pay my payroll, pay my taxes, pay my tithes, all of that money, I don't even want to see it because it doesn't belong to me. And that's how I was moving, period. I was moving like that, period. But nobody listened to me. When I was married, I was like, pay my taxes, pay my tithes, do everything. And then, you know, they didn't listen to me. So, you know, but he was in control of everything. So he wasn't going to, you know, we don't want to do all of that, but, you know, that's how I do. Those things are important to me. Payroll, taxes, tithes, anything that, you know, if anyone's doing a service, you have to pay them for it, you know, and you have to call people back. You know, sometimes people just want to, you know what? Okay. I'm going to get back to you. It's not always so much about, you know, people, vendors beating your door down because they, you know, they're just being aggravated. They just want to know that you are acknowledging them if you owe them money. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you don't call people back, it creates a bad image for you. It creates, you know, chatter that you don't do business properly. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, those things are important to me now.
So this is Strength of a Woman's Festival. And a lot of times when we think about prenups, it's always from a man's perspective. Like a man wants his wife to sign a prenup before they get married because he has more money. But there's not always the case. Sometimes in your situation, the woman could be the breadwinner or the woman can have more money. So what are your thoughts on prenups and how would you approach it, or what advice would you give as far as for a woman that may be wealthy, well off, and they're looking to get married?
Get a prenup. Because I didn't have one. And that's why I ended up having to just give everything away, because it's so whack right now that men, you know, can come at you and get and get alimony. So when I was getting a divorce, I was like, you mean to tell me I got to pay him? And he cheated and he lied and he stole, and you know, not to get all petty, but you know what I'm saying? You mean I got to pay him for cheating and lying to me and ruining my life? So yeah, and the law is you have to, you know? So I say get a prenup, cover yourself up. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. Mary, my wife is here, so baby, I love you.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.